Long underwear, plastic or otherwise, is in order in the Pacific Northwest today. A major snowstorm is moving through the region, piling up to a foot of snow in places where rain is the winter norm. Many roads are closed and some flights have been canceled in Seattle and Portland. Seattle itself was spared the worst of the storm, but as NPR's Martin Cossey reports, even a few inches of snow for Northwesterners is enough to put everyday life on hold.
The thing about Seattle is it doesn't have that many snow plows. The few plows they have, they use on the main arterials. But if you live on a residential street, you don't have a lot of options. You can try chains on your tires, you can walk, or you could do what these people are doing.
Oh, we're cross-country skiing!
And there are a few other options.
Snowshoes, huh?
Yeah.
It's not that deep.
Yeah, you know, it's the best we're going to get in Seattle, so I thought I'd give it a try.
Cool. Yeah. What's your name?
Steve Gustavison.
I'm assuming you've seen deeper snow. Why do you think the city paralyzes like this when they get 4 inches or three, whatever this is?
Oh, it's a combination of our complete inability to drive in it, and I think anticipation that it'll be worse than it really is, because we get everything from 15 inches to 2 inches warning, so people just stop everything.
It's just this wild range, and who knows?
Right, and then, of course, we do have hills.
The hills really are a challenge here. Imagine 4 inches of snow in, say, San Francisco. So even chains are not that much of a help, as this mail truck is finding out right now trying to get up this hill. But if you don't have to drive anywhere, these same hills mean the whole city is a sledding paradise. Can I get your name and ask you kind of what you're doing today?
Yeah, Kelly Branch.
Branch, uh-huh.
Yep.
And not working today?
What's it? Well, we were supposed to work today, but somehow we just didn't quite make it in, strangely enough.
How that works.
This is, we used to live in Michigan, and that, to be honest with you, this was nothing. This is what we called Wednesday, so not a big deal. But around here, it shuts everything down, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
So for the time being, it's a snow day in Seattle. But it won't last too long. The forecast says the temperature will rise again in the next day or so, and this snow will turn into rain. And rain, we know how to deal with. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
Our program is directed by Monica Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner and Allison McAdam, and produced by Matt Martinez. The technical director is Stu Rushfield, and we had engineering support from Melissa Marquis.
At the foreign desk, Ted Clark, Kevin Beasley, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Martha Wexler. Librarians include Denise Chen, Joelle Straley, Mary Glendenning, Beth Howard, Janelle White, Hannah Summers, Robert Goldstein, Elizabeth Allen, Katie Duggart, and Lauren Sin.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.